Today, on this feast day of the Annunciation, the theme or the word that keeps sticking out or the phrase that the scriptures bring to us over and over again is, according to your word, according to your will. We heard over and over in the psalm of today's readings, in several different ways, the phrase, behold, I come to do your will, sacrifice and oblation you want not, but an open ear to do your will, to do what you command, O God. And I think it's interesting we take that for a second, like, sacrifice and oblations you desire not. It's funny that that is the way that that's expressed. It's funny that that is what the psalmist explains, because it seems when we look back to the Old Testament that that's exactly what God wants. He wants them to sacrifice them. He wants them to give them holocausts and offerings and all these burnt animals, all these sacrifices of animals and grains and all this, all these different sacrifices. But what is it getting to the heart of? What does God really want from any kind of worship? Our liturgy. You know, during this time, I think it's especially fruitful and important for us to reflect, why is it that we go to Mass, especially when we can't go to Mass physically? Why is it that we do all these sacraments? Why is it that we participate in the liturgy? Is it solely because that's what we're supposed to do? Which is a good first step. It was a good first step for the Jews, but as you can see throughout the scriptures, it takes more. God wants more than just for us to do what we're supposed to do. That's like the minimum. It's good, but it's not everything that he wants. Mary is held up as the example, and today on the Annunciation, she is presented again as the model of faith, because she not only did what was supposed to be done, she went to the temple when she was supposed to. She went to pray in the synagogue. She went to do whatever Jewish women of that time would do. She did what was expected of her, but she did it with even more. Because not only did she do the thing, she knew why she did the thing. In order to follow the will and the word of God, she made sacrifices. She made prayers. We do all the things that we do because God desires it. Because God desires us to be holy. Because God desires us to be with him. The reason we worship is because that's what God is asking of us, and God is asking of us holiness. These sacraments and liturgy that we do are meant to help to make us holy. And if, because of routineness, or because we're just not thinking about it, that the sacraments no longer help us to really grow in holiness, we're not thinking about it, we're just kind of going about it with the flow, then maybe we need to step back and say, well, wait, why do I do all these things? What is supposed to be going on in my heart when I'm participating in Mass? When I finally am admitted again to go and receive the Eucharist on that day, what is it that that is supposed to do within me? What is God trying to do within me? That's the question. Mary was able to carry, bear, to bring to birth the Word of God, Jesus Christ, because she understood that the prayers and sacrifices she did were not just something that she was supposed to do, but something that was meant to transform her, to make her holy, to make her into the creature, the servant, the handmaid of the Lord. And so as we continue to meditate upon her life and to meditate upon her in the midst of this situation, this time of concern, let's take stock. Am I doing my prayers and all that just because I feel like I need to, which is good, or am I seeing how it is I'm being called to become holy, transformed by my prayer. And let us ask the Lord for that grace to be opened